Metukumi hiano kia koutou katoa. It's coming up to, well, it is. It's 4:30 here on Irirangi Wāte come Sunday. This Sunday, the 28th, if I've got my dates wrong, you know which Sunday it is. So aroha mai if I have got my dates wrong. I'm pretty sure it's the 28th. This Sunday is when you will be banned, or when it comes into legislation, the law banning smoking in cars. If you have a passenger in your waka, under the age of 18, koriko here, kai paipa, I roto I te waka, I runga I te waka. So you can't smoke in cars come this Sunday, but to help us get there, or particularly to our wahine who want to kick the habit smoking, there is someone online on our Facebook page that is able to help you quit smoking. Her name's Queenie, and she's a casual, friendly chatbot. I'm not quite sure what means by casual, but she is friendly and she's a chatbot with zero judgment. She's here to help wahine Māori particularly kick their smoking habit. She's an AI, an artificial intelligence, and she is supported by, brought to you by Te Heringa Hauora, here to talk to us about Queenie and about this kicking, you know, smoking, because Sunday's a big day for us all. From Te Heringa Hauora, Deborah Jensen joins us now. Me tuku mihi kia koe, Deborah. Thank you so very much. Thanks so very much for joining us this afternoon.
Kia ora, Claudette. It's good to be here. Thank you for persevering with me. I'm glad to be here to talk about this really important kaupapa for all of us as wahine Māori, and who are on their Owahi Kore journey. I know it's not an easy one, so that's why we created this new tool. Something else perhaps to help our wahine Māori get on that journey.
Yeah, so, you know, it's very on trend, this whole technological chatbot type of thing, and her name is Queenie, and she's really cool because she comes in many faces. Who created this, and, you know, why Queenie and why Facebook?
Yeah. So, I mean, it's been a bit of a development journey, really, coming up with this app. I think, you know, our smoking rates aren't good. And there's been lots and lots of different ways deployed to try and help us to get on that waka and quit. So it's been a two-year development, this particular app, and a number of people outside of Te Heringa Hauora have been really the more critical parts of this journey. I mean, I think at Te Heringa Hauora, we're just sort of that platform or that vehicle that gets these things out there, but really the kaupapa for this, the inception of this really does belong with some of our providers out there in the community. Some of our wahine who help other wahine to quit smoking, and then that combined with some technical people and some creative people, and then we've arrived at Queenie and the chatbot. So, I think it's really important for us at Te Heringa Hauora to acknowledge all of those people, and I do have a bit of a list of some of those peeps that have been engaged in this. I'm just, hang on a minute, Claudette. I'm just bringing up my the list of my messaging around.
Kapai. But whanau, if you do want to have it, if you haven't seen her yet, just go into Facebook and just type in Queenie, and she pops up, and, you know, like other avatars, she's got different faces that might suit you. And interestingly, I clicked in and didn't have a message, but she popped back into my DM, into my personal message, and said, did you want to kōrero or something? And then when I didn't say anything, she said, are you okay, sis?
Yeah. So she's a chatbot and her name is Queenie. She has different avatars that you can choose. But basically, through your messenger, your Facebook Messenger app, she will guide you through a program for 30 days to help you quit smoking, basically, that's it in a nutshell. That's what Queenie is. She was designed by a by our Ngāpuhi Samoan artist Coco Solid, aka Jessica Hansel. She sort of led the conception work around Queenie and what she would look like. And then we had Zoe Hall was the artist who visualised and created all the illustrations for Queenie. So, yeah, I mean, we Coco Solid or Jessica's probably the better one to talk specifically to how she came up with Queenie. But, you know, she talks about how she wanted to create Queenie as representative of Māori women and how that whole journey, she talks about, she's got a quote about how the journey of quitting smoking is kind of like a Lord of the Rings kind of journey that women take very much on their own. And it's this, you know, very much a labour that journey that's really, really difficult. So that's the sort of way that she created Queenie to sort of be understanding of that journey. And, yeah, combine that with our chatbot technology that we commissioned. And then we piloted it, used that to refine Queenie. And then we released her a couple of months ago, I think. And
well, it's come at the right time because Sunday is when you have to be smoke-free in cars. And
in cars.
And so a lot of our young mama and mama-to-be in this cohort that we're Queenie's cohort of 18 to 34-year-olds might be well-placed if they have got tamariki that are going to kura and kohanga and they're dropping them off and picking them up. So launching it early ahead of Sunday, you know, to help them. Yeah. They probably might not have been completely smoke-free. Some might not have been, but at least it's been a start to get them there.
And I think the thing that both of those kaupapa have in common, I mean, that legislation really, again, is something that was brought to the fore by communities, community movements around being awahi kore, around tamariki. That legislation change has been a grassroots movement that's created that change in legislation. And being smoke-free in cars, you kind of think, actually, why haven't we done that sooner kind of thing, eh? And, you know, it is about when tamariki are in the car, then the law says that you cannot smoke in them. And, Queenie is a tool. It's not, we certainly don't think it's going to be the tool that's going to revolutionise the way that people might quit, but it's a digital tool that, you know, wahine Māori can access to help them on the journey. There's certainly been some early evidence that women who have used it have been a little bit more successful. Because, I mean, the research, too, that went into Queenie, the development of Queenie, was that, you know, a lot of Māori women preferred just to go cold turkey. And then the evidence suggests that if they go cold turkey, within 6 months, they'll relapse. So there's a need for more different types of support for wahine, not just sort of the quit line, which just seems to be, you know, our sort of standardised quit support for anyone who wants to quit smoking. So, yeah, there's a need to diversify our offerings in terms of ways that people can quit smoking, especially if they're wanting to do it in a more in a way that suits them. And
yes,
you know, everyone has a phone.
Well, you see, everyone has a phone, but not everybody's got data, though, eh? Can you get Queenie without data?
That's a great question. I'm not sure that you can. I think you do need data to access Queenie because you've got to use your Facebook Messenger. But I guess that'll be one of the key learnings that'll come back. We are assessing it as it's being deployed. With a specific quick group in Whanganui, I think.
But I mean, we are Māori, generally speaking, we are on Facebook. But then there are some of us, particularly that within that age group, that might not be, you know, that might not have access to data on a regular, in a consistent manner. And if it's a 30-day program, then it could be, it may not suit them so well as those that might have more consistent access to her. The other issue is, it's not an issue, it's a good point, she's non-judgmental. That whole smoking in the car thing had a bit of a backlash from some of our mama here in South Auckland, as an example, because they felt, again, being victimised, again, for being poor, brown, young mothers, smokers, in cars or no cars, just another thing that they had to cope with. And then they get fined, probably not be able to pay the fine, then have to go into remand. So, you know, bumping up the numbers of wahine in prisons who are in prison because of driving offences or because they smoked in a car.
Yeah, well, that's probably a fair point. I mean, I think the key thing with that change in legislation was, again, like I said before, was something that came from communities. It wasn't something that was sort of originated in Wellington, for instance, or by some MP or politician who was trying to make a name for themselves. It was really carried by grassroots community groups who had identified that this was something that it needed to happen. And it's not the intent of the legislation to persecute or to single out mamas for smoking in cars. It's meant to be something that's more encouraging in nature. One of the things that we know about campaigns, certainly in my space in advertising and marketing, is that you know, we can only do so much promotion, you know, out there in communities. One of the things that we find that helps to get messages around this instance, this whole lot of messages around smoking and helping those to get on a journey to quit, is using, you know, the various tools of government, so to using legislation to help that. You can see that in other areas where, you know, we legislate, you know, seatbelts in cars, for instance. And, you know, when that, I remember when I was small and those, that legislation came out, I remember the older people in my life not really liking it, but, you know, now 30, 40 years later, it's so normalised, it's just, you know, people click as soon as they get into a car. So, you know, these backlashes always happen when legislation is released. I remember when being smoke-free in bars, there was, you know, a bit of backlash from the industry and the sector around it, but now we wouldn't imagine life without, you know, smoke-free bars and restaurants. So it's one of those things we probably need to ride out, but I do understand that perspective. I'd expect that sort of persecution or sort of that letter of the law would happen in a minority of cases, and that the majority of the time it would be a less punitive approach taken.
Good point. Thank you so very much for joining us.